Right, Francie Frieda, listen, you've got over the line. You're hanging on a wee bit at the end?
Ah, definitely so, Dermot. We're hanging on surely, you know. But listen, I didn't expect anything else. I know everybody was putting us as firm favourites, you know, to beat Red Hughes and beat them well. But listen, we were under no illusions. They were coming down here and they're a good team. And listen, we knew it was going to be a tight game. And if you had asked me during the week, I was just saying we'll take a 1-point victory. And we got the 1-point victory, so we're over the moon about that.
Yeah, well, that's what it's all about. And in fairness, that victory was, you know, the first half performance delivered that victory in the end. You were so impressive, so confident in possession, took some very good scores.
Yeah, definitely so. We did kick a couple of good scores, and the first half, and Posen Dyer got the penalty, you know, put us 1-2 to no score up. And in fairness, we probably went out to 1-3 then. And then we started kind of lost a wee bit of shape, and they got 2 points and stuff like that there, but we ended up 1-5-2 at half time. But listen, they came back into the game as we expected to do. Listen, Red Hughes, and in fairness, they were, as I said, they were coming one there, nobody's given them a chance at all, and they just threw the kitchen sink at us. And listen, we're happy to get the one, and no matter how we did it, we were just happy to get the one.
Yeah, is that the kind of game you needed, maybe, Francie? Because in the matches up until now to get to the quarter final, you have been impressive, you have got some good victories, but that was a different kind of a challenge today.
Yeah, definitely so. Listen, but that's the thing, every day there's a challenge coming to you, and you have to, you know, meet it on head on. And listen, we met that today, you know, Red Hughes, and I thought, you know, they had some spirit today, and they went at us, like, you know, in fairness. And we probably, you know, just saw it out in the end up. Probably our first half performance saw us out, you know. But let's suppose come back to it. Listen, it's a quarter final, and any one of the 8 teams were in the quarter final, we're seeing that they could win the game. And suppose everybody else was given discarding Red Hughes apart from ourselves. And listen, we're happy, as I said, to win by 1 point today.
Right. So it's not long after the full time whistle, but already the draw has been made for the semi finals. You guys know it's done low next weekend. I haven't really got much time to gather breath. Let's go again within it could be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, depending on venues and things, Francie. But I mean, what's your thoughts on that draw, first of all?
No, listen, suppose there's 4 teams left, and you're going to have the 4 teams now, as I said, you know, even 8 teams before that, but down to 4 now, and listen, to draw, you're going to get anybody. That's done low now, and listen, they're coming wounded animals. They got beaten in the final last year, and suppose they're trying to get a right, you know, wrong or right again, because they probably should have won it the first day against Loughlinley. They didn't. They come back the second day and didn't perform, you know. And listen, that'll be motivating them. You know, we're on there where we got relegated last year, and we want to try and, you know, get to a final. So listen, it'll be a big game for both teams, and it'll be, you know, whatever it is now, you know, we'll see what the venue is and stuff like that there. And listen, it's a winner takes all, so.
Yeah, and when you have a game, so many important games over a short space of time, Francie, it begins to take its toll on your squad. There's probably a few players in there carrying knocks and things. You've got to have a look at things and see how you're fixed next weekend.
Yeah, definitely so. But listen, that's the nature of the championship. We told the boys at the start of the year, we're getting ready for the championship, which is probably, if you want to get to a final, you probably have to, you know, you have to be about 9 weekends out of 11. That's what you have to be, ready to play football, you know. And anybody gets an injury now, he's going to probably miss out, you know, in fairness. But I think we have a strong enough bench there, you know, to do that, you know. In fairness, we showed today we brought off 3 or 4 players off the bench, and another 2 or 3 could have come off, you know, that there. So listen, we're happy where we're at, you know. And as I said, listen, and Dunlow played here yesterday too, and they're probably carrying Lock and Knox and Brangs too. But you know, when the games are coming around, boys come available, you know, if you're training, you know, probably wouldn't train, but there's games now. So listen, I would say everybody will be, unless it's bad injuries, will be ready to go next week.